sure, get serious. Like, no way.
And now, our host, Paul Mack.
Actually, it's 2:22 Sunday morning. You know, I stayed up. I ignored my wife. I ignored my children. I didn't watch any movies that I was going to watch tonight. I didn't do the Gopher Twins. I didn't do a damn thing. I've been sitting here by the phone since midnight, hoping to hear the movie line. And there's nothing. Nothing, nothing but a ring through. What am I going to do? I can't go to sleep without hearing the movie line. It's 2:30 in the morning, Sunday morning. I want to hear the movie line.
Well, it looks like you're going to get your chance to have another week of film-listed fun, Mr. Fun. Mr. Fun, thank you very much. I want to thank all for calling. Paul Mack Presents right here for the week of October 14th through the 18th, 1984. This is Paul Mack presenting his tape to you. Every single one of my callers, Dave from Burbank, Abula Bratdewaladu has been my mom, myself, and Mr. Fun, of course, who calls the 906-3000 number in the West Valley. And by the way, boys and girls, you can call it too. So tell Mom and Dad, phone bill's gone down, because you can call it locally now, right there at 906-3000. Just a few footnotes. Roxanne Azell will not be appearing on this tape due to complications. We'll try to get her next week. And also, stay tuned for Movie Line News. All this and more. Here we go.
Anything goes.
Is this Gervasio?
Yes.
Yes, what time do you start? Do you open? Are you open now?
Well, yes, we just open.
All right, now, do you serve other Italian dishes?
Big pie?
What do you serve? What's on your menu, man?
Well, what do you mean, what's on the menu? We have Italian food, we have seafood platters.
Do you have lobster, by any chance?
Not lobster, no.
Lobster. How about crab meat or shrimp?
Crab meat?
Yeah.
No, we have scallops, shrimp, flounder, breaded and boiled, seafood combination.
How is the flounder cooked?
In the area too well. Something's coming in through there.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
In some... the double extra.
I'm not sure.
Huh?
I'm not sure. How about flounder with lemon juice? I mean, boiled lemon juice sautéed in a little wine sauce
with garlic, onions,
and oregano. Plus a little, I think a little butter and Parmesan cheese. I think
good.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where you're talking from, but you're getting like you're talking to yourself over there.
Well, wait a minute. Can you hear me?
No. Well, why don't you just call back?
No, fine, please, stay on. I just want to ask you, is the breadcrumbs shredded?
Shredded?
Yeah.
Is the breadcrumbs shredded?
Well, good afternoon, Movie Line callers. This is Jim Clothesline, all the way down here behind the Orange Curtain in Orange County. Yes, I've watched two movies this week that one I really enjoyed and one really stunk. The first one that I really enjoyed was Gremlins. And, yes, I know, it's been out all summer long, and I finally got a chance to catch up with this and see it. And, delightful movie, just really excellent. And if those of you out there who have watched it more than once, I'm sure that it took you more than once to catch all the little stuff that was in the movie, like Rockin' Ricky Rialto, you know, that billboard that's right at the very beginning of the picture. That was, you know, almost a dead lookalike for what's Harrison Ford's picture. Anyway, yeah, Indiana Jones, you know, that one. But not Indiana Jones, it was a little before that. Anyway, and then, of course, the scene that I really enjoyed the most, and I'm sure that Paul, as well as I, can relate to, is the one with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And the scene inside the projection room. Now, I, being a projectionist, you know, I can go through and pick out everything that was in there and name it all off, but the way that room looked was really the way that it looks sometimes when you're going through and making up new prints for first-run shows. And I'm sure, Paul, that you've gone through, and when you're editing some of your movies up, your room, the garage, and the front room is looking like that, too. Anyway, the movie that I thought really stunk, okay, this is playing a double bill here, Gremlins and Red Dawn. Red Dawn had some very good action scenes in it, but other than that, the plot really didn't do anything for me except, you know, want to turn down the monitor, and all it did was promote propaganda and play on your feelings, and that was it. I didn't really get anything out of the movie except a good case of gastritis, but other than that, you know, it was just a worthless movie, especially for almost 2 hours. It was like an hour and 40 minutes, which is really ridiculous for that type of movie. But as I said, it did have good action scenes for those of you who are into war and shoot 'em up, kill 'em down type of pictures. This is the one that you want to go see just for the pictures, okay? That's it. Well, there is no story plot, and it really rakes you over the coals as they try and lure your feelings into this picture. You know, sometimes they do, and sometimes they really do an absolutely piss-poor job. But anyway, for those of you who happen to have Sprint or NCI or just happen to be really rich and want to call down into the 714 area code, give a clothesline a call at area code 714-898-4851 and listen to all the mad catness that goes on down here. You think Paul's line is bad. We are the epitome of bad down here. I mean, clothesline is it.
At last, there's a scary movie where you don't have to wait around for the good parts. Because this one is nothing but the good parts. All the very best parts from the greatest terror films of our time.
What have you done to him, you maniac?
Terror in the Isles. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Opening October 26th at theaters and drive-ins everywhere.
Michael, how the hell are you?
Okay.
That's bitchin'. Say, Michael, you know, I'm going to throw a party pretty soon, and I wanted to know, you know, what's the earthly recipe for a gurgle blaster?
That's gargle blaster, ass breath.
Sorry. Gargle blaster. Basic ingredients, please.
I don't really want to give out over the phone.
Shit!
For fear of melding the equipment and so forth.
Wait a minute.
Why do you think the movie line's been down the past few weeks? Because my belches have killed it.
Shit! What's an example of one of your belches that have killed the machines?
Well, hold on a second, and I'll demonstrate.
Uh-oh! Bang!
How's that?
That's sickening. You can't do that on this show.
Wait a second. Let me see if I can get a real steamer out.
Ouch. The hell? What kind of belch do you call that?
Let's see. I think that was Braunschweiger, last night's pizza, a case of Foster's, Oh, let's see. I think some...
Wait.
Salt and vinegar potatoes.
In case you want to write this down, can you run that by me again just a little slower?
This is the part of the tape in which we basically make a fool of ourselves and run Michael's voice. How slow would you think, would you say this is running, Dave?
Basically about as the same speed as he thinks, I'm pretty sure.
The same speed as he thinks? Any movies lately, Dave?
You know, no.
Thank you. Now back to Michael.
Ouch.
And now, the future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective. This week, Nick shuffles endlessly on through the adventure of the missing shoe.
When I finally returned to what the swells call consciousness, I was staring at the back of my eyes. My ears were working, but I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
There's more shoes in the closet over here, sir.
Oh, there's some in the drawers here, too, sir.
There's more than an ounce of shoes here for sure, Lieutenant Bradshaw.
He got him.
He even tried to flush some Flushheims down the toilet.
Look at this, sir. In the lining of his coat.
What? Oh, baby shoes.
Baby shoes? That does it, I'll kill him. Wake the bum up.
No. Cut it out. Cut it out. Save the rough stuff for your boyfriends, you mugs.
Yeah. We really got you this time, Danger. You really stepped into it flatfoot.
I'm not a flatfoot, Bradshaw. I'm a gumshoe.
Oh, he's right.
You're a flatfoot.
I'll kill him!
Look, I can explain everything, Bradshaw. See, I had this girl.
Congratulations, baby. Sorry I haven't got a cigar.
No, a girl. She socked me with a shoe. This is a frame.
And it's not a very pretty picture, Danger. Yeah, we're taking this bozo don't. Give it a cut.
On what charge?
Grand theft left shoe. Let's go.
We'll be back to Nick Danger in just a minute.
Brought to you today by the United States Post Office Cheese Club of Skink, Wisconsin. Once a year, the people of Skink are milked by the government, the milk put into parcels and mailed to you, and by the time it reaches you, it's cheese.
This month's President Ford commemorative cheese flag, Honduras. Don't miss it. Sign up today at the food stamp line in your neighborhood post office.
And now, back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
Bradshaw and his boys were dragging me down to the Bureau of Missing Shoes. I had to clear myself, but time was running out. And so was I. Say, Bradshaw.
Hey, what happened to the organ?
I just noticed. Your one loafer's untied.
My loafer? Oh, yeah? Thanks.
I hot-footed it down the street and hopped into a handy cab. If you got a shoe on, step on it, cabbie.
Sure. Sit back and relax, Mr. Danger.
Oh, no. Rococo.
Be sure to listen again tomorrow when we hear Nick Danger say...
Stop weaving. Where are you taking me, Waffle Eyes?
Tune in tomorrow, Danger, and you'll find out.
Look out for that.
Hello again. This is the Man of Many Faces, or names or whatever, but I don't know what I am. But anyway, this week I saw Places in the Heart with Sally Field. It was a really good movie, really interesting, fabulous ending. This really left you thinking that ending. I couldn't even believe it, but it was really good. I give it about a 9. The acting, Sally Field didn't do as good as she could have done. I've seen her better, but Danny Glover as a black man that helped her and got chased around by the KKK. It was very, very, very good. And I recommend that all of you see it.
Hi there, this is Dave from Culver City here. Well, at least Brene is forwarding to you, Paul. I would like to mention about a comment that Bob 213, see also Bob Hollywood, left about the violent movies. He's right. I think there's too many violent movies out on the market, and he is right that there should be movies on the market. I mean that should display more positive energy and more love and all that. I mean that, at least that. I agree with you, Bob, on that. One movie that I hear is coming out very soon is the movie called Oh God, You Devil, which is a very good movie. I saw the movies of the Oh God series, Oh God and Oh God Book 2 with George Burns. And since I happen to be a Christian, I think they had something very positive to say. At first I wondered, what exactly was the movie Oh God making fun of God? But really, I think at the end of the movie there is really a profound statement that is made, that where he asks, now and then can we just talk? And of course the character God says, I'll tell you what, you talk, I'll listen. Which I think is a very profound statement, and that really, I think that those two movies are very good. I saw both of them, and I don't mind telling you, I would like to have the whole thing on the whole, both those movies on audio tape, even though I can't see them. But Oh God, You Devil, Paul, I don't know if you might know if it is out yet or anything like that, but that sounds like a very intriguing movie. Okay, anyway, that's all there is from here. Don't know when you all are going to hear from me, but I used to call these lines a lot. I was around in 78. That's when I started, and 6 years ago, and 2 years ago I got out, but I just come back for a visit. Anyway, I'll be talking with you all later on. Goodbye.
This is Mark, your line. I would like to, I'd like to review the movie All of Me. That's the Steve Martin and Lily Tomlin movie. I thought it was very funny and very entertaining, and I don't understand in general why movie critics tend to pan certain movies that just because they're not very deep or have any real important things to say, like, you know, movies like China Syndrome or Tess or any, you know, of the nuclear war films, Deer Hunter, whatever, or just basic Academy Award level films, doesn't mean they're not good movies and not worth seeing. And I, you know, the critics that you read in the newspapers and stuff tend to just totally pan movies that aren't realistic or that aren't, you know, filled with morals and everything else. And I don't really think that's too fair on the movies, because it keeps you from being able, well, it doesn't keep you from being able, it keeps you from perhaps wanting to go out and see movies that are potentially entertaining movies, such as All of Me. Anyway, that's about all I have to say, because I'm a bit unprepared, but, well, have a nice day. Goodbye.
Hi, everyone. This is Liz North Hollywood. I just wanted to call in my review of The Burning Bed. Okay, it was on TV tonight, and I just wanted to say, it was a mind-blowing movie. It was the story of, Francine Hughes, who was married to this guy named Mickey, who beat her just brutally, constantly, for years and years and years, and finally one night, after he beat her and, in my eyes, raped her, she kind of snapped, and she set fire to the bed he was sleeping in and drove away with the kids. And it was just an excellent, excellent, excellent movie, starring Farrah Fawcett Majors, who gave, in my opinion, the best performance of her career. The people who you were supposed to hate, you really hated, and the people you were for, you wanted to cry for. I'm just amazed by her performance in that movie. And not only that, but by the rightness of the story. It's a true story. You know, this really happened. And just the rightness of what that woman did to that man after he beat the shit out of her constantly. The rightness of killing him that way, even if she was temporarily insane, and even if she hadn't been, it was still right to do that to him. Just an excellent, excellent story. It was on TV, so the next time you catch it, next time it's on, try and catch it. It was really good, and I think we should applaud Farrah. This has been Liz. Bye-bye.
Well, hello, one and all. This is Sammy Happy, the Dwarf Kai. How you all doing? How you doing, Paul? Mr. Bolmec? I was wondering, Paul, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Is it true that you have been in a couple of films, or that you've done a couple of films, something?
Yes, I did.
Clarify that.
Yes.
Also, last Friday I saw a film called Places in the Heart, and let me tell you that so far is the best film that I have seen this year. I mean, Sally Field does an excellent performance. Very, very, very good. And the whole story, I mean, it doesn't drag a bit. The film is just wonderful, and it really touched a place in your heart. Oh. Anyway, if you guys want to see a good film, that's the film to see. Anyway, Paul, my God, I love listening to your tapes. I really do. I get a kick out of them. Anyway, this has been Stan Happy the Real Time, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
It's time for Movie Line News, brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California. New films coming out in the month of October for 1984 include The Razor's Edge. Funny man Bill Murray tackles his first dramatic role in a remake of the 1946 film that garnered 4 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture. In a remarkable switch of character and subject matter, Murray plays a troubled World War I veteran whose war experiences persuade him to ditch his rich, beautiful girlfriend and travel around the world searching for goodness and the meaning of life. Murray co-wrote the script with director John Byram, basing it on the serious-minded novel by W. Somerset Maugham. Garbo talks. After a series of memorable supporting roles in such films as Silent Rage, Best Friends, Lovesick, and Silkwood, Ron Silver has his first starring part. In Garbo Talks, he plays a loyal son whose dying mother, played by Anne Bancroft, has one last wish. She wants to meet her idol, Greta Garbo, the glamorous star of old Hollywood who retired in 1941 and lives as a virtual recluse in New York City. So Silver sets out on what may be an impossible mission to find Greta Garbo and introduce her to his mom. Garbo Talks boasts an all-star supporting cast, including Carrie Fisher from the Star Wars series and Catherine Hicks, star of the upcoming Razor's Edge. Sidney Lumet directs. The Aviator. Like Robert Redford's 1975 film The Great Waldo Pepper, The Aviator recounts the 20s era, during which men pioneered the airways in a newfangled machine called the aeroplane. Christopher Reeve, star of the Superman series, stars as a pilot who agrees to transport a 16-year-old girl on one of his journeys, only to crash his plane in the mountains and strand them both. George Miller directed. Films now in production include a new movie from MGM UA Pictures, Poltergeist 2, which will feature all of the original cast from the original, except, of course, Miss Dominique Dunn, who played Dana Freeling, the oldest daughter. She was killed by her psychotic boyfriend nearly 2 years ago. Two other people won't be involved with the film, Steven Spielberg and director Tobe Hooper. So we'll just have to wait and see how well the studio filled their spots, depending, of course, on how well the film does during release. Also in production from the Walt Disney Studios is Science Project. This film boasts to have more special effects than any other film in that studio's history, which is quite exciting considering its long line of predecessors, including Tron and the Black Hole. However, that still doesn't guarantee a hit. Remember what happened to Tron and the Black Hole? They failed on the most part due to a bad script. So remember, it's going to take a lot more than merely effects to make this film a hit. So we'll just have to wait and see how busy they kept their writers. And the last thing on the agenda for this week's Movie Line News and Update is Movie Line Screen Test. Basically, we're going to ask you some questions to test your movie trivia knowledge, and you get to answer them on the input line at 761-0333 and phone in your answers if you know. If not, well, we'll give you the answers on the very next Movie Line News segment. Here's the questions. 3 questions. John Lennon played a soldier in this 1967 anti-war movie directed by Richard Lester. What's the name of the movie? Question number 2. The latter half of Sonny and Cher got an Oscar nomination as Best Supporting Actress for this 1983 Mike Nichols movie. What's the name of the film?
question number 3. This 1983 film starred English rock star David Bowie as a British officer in a prison of war camp run by Japanese rock star Ryuichi Sakamoto. So if you know any of the answers to these questions, phone them in on 761-0333, and you'll be part of next week's Movie Line News. So thanks for calling, and remember to call each and every week for your Movie Line News, information, and entertainment right here at 761-3330 and 906-3000.
Movie review. Come, sure, get serious. Like, no way.
And now, the official song of the conference lines. Oh, give me a home where the phone freaks all roam and the jerks and the assholes all play. Where seldom is heard an intelligent word. And all the non-talkers are gay.
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for loss of intelligence due to incredibly boring comments left by the callers in this line.
And don't forget, write to the Movie Line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, zip code 91023.
I'm sure he would want to write to you.
Hey, this is Paul Mack once again, but before we go, I just want to say I hope you enjoyed this week's tape, and I want to remind you all that next week is our special pre-Halloween caller participation show. We're going to have a lot of Halloween programming for you, so what we'd like you to do during this week or after you hear the tape is to leave your scariest, most bizarre thing for next week's tape. We want that on next week's show, so be sure and participate this week, because next week we're only going to be using the horror reviews, so make sure that you leave something scary for us and tell us what your favorite horror review is. So call up right now at 761-0333 for next week's show. Be there where the action is, right here at 761-3330 and 906-3000. Thanks for calling. This tape repeats eventually.